Highbridge, a division of Recorded Books, presents Midnight in Siberia, A Train Journey into the Heart of Russia, by David Green, read by the author.
Chapter 1. Rose. Rose was convinced that it would be snowing when we landed. It was September 2009, and the two of us were about to begin a new life in Russia. Snowing? Sure, I thought. It's always cold in Moscow. It even snows in September. What are the other clichés, honey? All Russians do is drink vodka, wear fur hats, and train for the Olympics? It was snowing. We could see it as our Delta 767 from JFK made its final descent into Moscow. You know I'm a warm-blooded Mediterranean, right, Green? She said. I did know that. But this question was not meant to offer new information, rather to underscore the meteorological sacrifice my Sicilian-Lebanese-American wife was making in beginning this new chapter. Now, in our warm apartment in New York City's East Village, Rose and I had spent endless hours talking about the job that opened as NPR Moscow bureau chief. I had covered the White House for 8 years, done some economic reporting in New York, and was hankering for a foreign assignment. Rose had gotten a master's degree in public policy, launched into a great job as a policy advisor for the New York City Council, and was always hungry for a new adventure. She loves to explore and travel. But Russia? Rose grew up in rural Ohio. Her Lebanese-American mom raised 4 kids, taught school, and opened a family restaurant in a small town along Interstate 75. Her Sicilian-American dad taught college law and pharmacy for 4 decades. I grew up in Pennsylvania. My late mom, another academic, was a beloved psychology professor. My dad is a physician in the pharmaceutical industry who shares my passion for late-night chats about politics or yesterday's Pittsburgh Steelers game. Our parents all worked to make us worldly. Rose and I talked about current events growing up.